You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Only you can end your covenant with the narcissist. It is not in the narcissist's interest to not return to a victim of theirs, to someone they've made a covenant with. And I'd like to get into that in the second part of this podcast. In the first part, I'd like to talk about that covenant. And at the very end of our chat, to reveal a truth in relation to how you can heal yourself quicker. To start off, I'd like to say, I read a comment, I think on one of the other podcasts, that was in relation to the spiritual side of narcissism. And the comment said, I started to watch your podcast, but I stopped quite quickly when I saw an 80-year-old who was giving advice through her dog. I started to say, oh, and you know, Remy, my co-producer, has given us very good wisdom along the way. His insights, animals can tell us an awful lot about the truth via their instincts. Anyway, I looked up, this person made me giggle, and I looked up their moniker or their name, and it said Shadow Lurcher. So I thought, okay, I can take that. So without further ado, I just wanted to mention that because I thought it was amusing. Okay. So a covenant with the narcissist, as you know, I usually take this particular relationship dynamic and deal with a lot of the spiritual aspects of this, because it's not a normal relationship. So, psychology is brilliant in breaking down the behavior patterns and why people become codependent in that relationship, and very, very interesting aspects of the relationship on a day-to-day basis. But the overall dynamic of the relationship is inexplicable, in that there seems to be so much negative energy around it, and it's so difficult for people to get this person out of their head following the breakup or the end of the relationship. So let's delve into this aspect of it here, how we make a covenant with a narcissist. And covenant, I suppose, is a biblical term or an old term for a deep, like blood-like agreement with a person that goes way beyond a normal relationship, and thus the fallout and the difficulty in recovering from it. Essentially, the most intelligent, well-qualified people with degrees and doctorates, I'm sure some astronauts, people that are very, literally very intelligent on all levels, fall for narcissists. So it's not stupidity, and it's not naivety, even though there is a certain element of innocence about people who fall for narcissists that we would like to preserve post the relationship because it's a beautiful thing. People who are very successful in their lives and unsuccessful, but very intelligent, will fall for a narcissist. The narcissist hooks in to an element of our younger self, an element of our younger self that I believe in some aspects was not self-actualized or didn't get the fulfillment of wonderful parenting, where that little person was able to feel confident enough to grow up in all aspects of adulthood. So there's still that little person that needed to be taken care of inside us that we managed to bring along on the journey into adulthood, is the best way I can describe it. We managed to develop relationships, have great careers, even have families, and even be brilliant parents to children. But the narcissist sees that need or that vulnerability or that access. I mean, most people have something in there of their little self that could do with a bit of a hug and could do with a lot of hugging, for want of a better way to describe it. But the narcissist will see a way in, an avenue in. And that's why I honestly believe that there is a spiritual aspect to this. They will see the vulnerability that can be harnessed and manipulated in even the most intelligent of people. And that's the way they form a covenant with you, because they offer solace, they offer comfort, and they appear to offer unconditional parental love to that part of you that has been maybe shut away or that's just managing and surviving in the adult body, but would really love and be drawn to someone who would love them unconditionally. And I believe that in the beginning of the relationship, when a narcissist is intensely interested in you and appreciative of you and interested in how you think and how you feel, which is essentially what a parent will do with a child, because they have that deep connection and bond with a child. The narcissist offers you that initially and you agree to it, even though you know that this is a very strange relationship. It's fulfilling you on a very deep level that perhaps no other relationship fulfilled you with in such a way before. And it is such a fulfillment that all human beings need to go on to the next level of, I suppose, awakening or emotional fulfillment. So essentially, when you get to feel that feeling, it is so wonderful. It is so enlightening. It is so empowering of a person. And the narcissist sees you flourish in this light. The very twisted aspect to this is you and the narcissist form a bond at this stage that is mutually beneficial. You both have a different idea of what the relationship is and what it's going to be. But at this point in time, you are getting a need met that you had not got probably met before, or you'd had it met in part. And this is the most beautiful feeling, where you flourish, feel confident in yourself, feel appreciated, and really feel your full self, because you've been paid attention to. You've been given 100% attention by another human being, and your opinions have been listened to, and you feel that you're in a fertile garden and you're blooming. That's the best way I can describe it. However, once this covenant has been signed and you're heading into a future with the narcissist, and it appears you're experiencing unconditional love for the first time, what actually happens is there's a lot of parent-child role changing within this relationship. you essentially may find yourself, and leave in the comments if this was the dynamic of your relationship, or in fact, if it wasn't, you start to try to please the parent. You start to want to shine in the parent's eyes. You start to want to be praised by the parent, to give back for their belief in you. And unfortunately, this becomes a toxic dynamic, in that the narcissist pulls back and you try and please the parent more. And then you end up in a parent role to the narcissist in one way and not in another. You start to look after the narcissist's needs. So the child is providing parental services to the narcissist. You may start to loan them money. You may start to do all their laundry. You're putting out a lot more than the narcissist is giving back. It's not a reciprocal relationship. You're having to work harder and harder and harder to get the praise from the narcissist that was so fulfilling in the beginning of the relationship. And you're under the illusion that this person has unconditional love for you, until you wake up to the fact that they don't have your interests at heart at all. The narcissist then will adopt a different parental role, in that it becomes the critical parental role that you might have been used to growing up. But they start to control the whole narrative as the parent, even though you're in the more servile role of the child at this stage, providing parental services.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Essentially, what you've agreed to at the beginning of the relationship has totally gone belly up, and it's 100% the exact opposite of what you thought you were getting into. You find yourself in a state of chaos, in a state of never being good enough, and that reflects back on your newfound emotional fulfillment that you found at the beginning of the relationship, and you're in an area of total confusion. Until you break the illusion that the narcissist is the provider of what you seek, of the feeling you got of self-actualization at the beginning of the relationship, until you disabuse yourself of the illusion that the narcissist has the power to make you or to bring that feeling back, until you stop chasing that in the narcissist and understand that this was a false covenant, that this entity that you then had a sexual relationship with, and in my opinion, this bonding, this kind of parental bonding with this human being, and then actually sharing your body with this human being. I know this sounds really maybe a little bit freaky, but to me it's like you have gone back into your mother's body. You've nearly gotten that close in the kind of parental dynamic with a narcissist. And I haven't heard this mentioned before, but I believe that because there's this enmeshment with the parental child dynamic, and you've shared body space with this entity, that is why it's so hard to unbirth yourself from this person and cut ties when the ties are of such a deep nature. You are the only one that can break that bond with the narcissist. And I'm going to get into the reasons why the narcissist won't want to end that covenant with you. They entered that covenant with the full knowledge that the covenant was loaded to be much more beneficial to them. In fact, fully loaded to their benefit and fully loaded against you. And that it was a false covenant that was presented to you under false pretenses, that you were offered something that you would get for a short period of time, and then you would have to put out far more work for to receive little bits of what was agreed in the beginning of the unspoken covenant with the narcissist's entity or energy. The narcissist won't be the one to break the covenant with you, mainly because it's totally in their interests. And I mean, even after they discard you in a relationship, they will be back 99.9% of the time. And even if you say, Paula, that is not going to happen, they've gone off to another relationship, they've married, they've had children, they told me they hate me, narcissists will come back. And I'll give you a few reasons here why. They invested in you initially, and they go through their lifetime building up supply, building up stores of supply, because they cannot function without people believing in their mask that they present to the world. That people's belief that the mask is real empowers the mask, gives them a sense of power and control and protection of the tiny inner self that is powerless and shameful. They also need to fill up every now and again when supply becomes low, because people do cop on to the narcissist. They cannot and will not be able to maintain a stable relationship or pull the wool over somebody's eyes forever. Particularly not if they're an intimate partner or in a close relationship with a narcissist. They can fool some people at a distance in a lifetime. The narcissist has essentially a portfolio of investments, and you are part of that portfolio. You may be in a sleeping position for a week, a month, a year, 10 years or 20 years, but the narcissist will come back if and when they're low on supply. And also to check in on you to make sure you're still under the narcissist's control and you're still at their beck and call, and there's still an entry point into you where you haven't closed that down, where you still have that familial, spiritual, deep type of parental strength bond with this person. The narcissist has the ability to totally reframe history if it suits. Their reality is not stable. They do not think like you and I think, along linear lines with ups and downs. They can go down one road and say that's road A, and then they can come back and tell you they went down road B, even though it was road A, if it suits their purpose, if it fits in to their reality. They literally have a disordered perspective. And again, I will say, if you're trying to make sense of why a narcissist does something and you're using your human thought process and thinking another human being wouldn't do that, why would another human being do that? You're not talking about an ordered personality. You're talking about a different way of living psychologically and spiritually. So you won't get answers by putting your own perspective on why they do things. If you learn about how narcissists think and what motivates their behavior, you'll get much more clarity. And if you break that bond again with the narcissist, with the illusion of who they are, and understand that they are not, in the sense of a normal human, normal. They, in fact, also, the reason that the narcissist will always come back to you or see you as being always available to them, is that no matter how badly they behave, and they don't believe they're behaving badly and that it's their fault, they believe it's your fault and you brought this on yourself. That's how they frame things. Lack of accountability. They feel that parental bond towards you. Like any narcissistic parent or anyone the narcissist takes control of and uses, they see as an extension of themselves. So they feel an ownership of you, and they feel like they can come back to you like the prodigal son, the prodigal daughter. They feel that you will always take them back. And I've mentioned this in podcasts before. They feel they have gotten so into you and your psyche, your soul and your energy, that they're now part of you. And that's the illusion that only you can break. And that's why I say you have the power to break everything, all connections and all the whole covenant with the narcissist. The illusion that they will give you is that you don't, and that they hold the power, and that they're the ones that rejected you, and that they're the ones that can come back into your life, and that without the narcissist in your life, you cannot self-generate those feelings of self-actualization, the flourishing environment you felt when the narcissist facilitated that in the beginning of the relationship. The narcissist will come back to you because if you are watching this particular podcast or any other podcast trying to get yourself educated on narcissistic abuse and went through a lot of pain because of a narcissist, I can fairly guarantee that you were a very good source of narcissistic supply, that you were very empathic, that you've been deeply hurt by this covenant interchange with the narcissist, and that you would have really done a lot for the narcissist and are broken because of the amount that you did for the narcissist, and the narcissist still rejected you and still said, you're not good enough. You're not good enough for me. You know, you're exhausted. Go off there with yourself and I'll go and find someone else. And I'll peek in at you from time to time to see if you've built yourself back up again. You know, I enjoyed my time with you, but you changed and you weren't putting out as much, but we leave you alone for a while and see how you get on. And we may deem that we will come back to you. And when you've improved yourself and built your source of supply up again, and when you're grateful enough to have us back, and we'll work harder for us this time around. They also believe that they can do anything. They believe in their own sense of power and control. They have to. That's what keeps them alive. That's how they operate in life. They can't function without feeling in power, full power, very powerful, and in full control. So nothing is impossible for a narcissist, which actually serves them sometimes quite well in life because they have the confidence and the push to attempt anything. But often in that attempting, they will get really blown out of the water because they're doing something totally inappropriate when it's obvious to everybody else that they shouldn't be doing this, or that to present themselves again after they've done something heinous is going to be for their own destruction because nobody is going to believe them and people will want to see them punished. So they will try and try again, believing that they can achieve anything, and they'll come back knocking on your door, believing they can achieve anything. And if you resist them and don't open the door to them, they may persist. And that's why oftentimes we get stalking narcissists. But at the end of the day, you are the one, and you're the only one, that is going to end the covenant with the narcissist. They will also come back if you've done really, really well after they left. And that's not just for what you've built up, in essence, like maybe financial bounty, or, you know, you were an actor and you weren't famous and you became famous, something to that nature. They will, of course, come back for those material benefits. But one of the things they will come back for is to knock your audacity and the fact that you have now built your own self-agency and you have a stronger authority over your life. That will be a threat to their control if people are mentioning you over and over again, if you're visible to them, if they hear in the grapevine that you've done this. That is a threat to their control, and they will want to either negate it by smearing you to people or coming back believing that they knew how you functioned before, they knew your vulnerabilities before, they feel entitled and they feel omnipotent, godlike, and they feel they can achieve anything. So they'll come back to rob you of your own self-agency and newfound authority if you let them. So these are all the reasons that the narcissist feels they, of course, will come back if there's something for them to gain or if there's something that they need to do. The key, and I said I'd come to this at the very end, the key to ending the covenant with the narcissist's entity and for you to heal quicker, there are two keys to this. This truth, if you embrace it fully, is your path to freedom, is your path to a faster healing process, and is your path to a full healing process, and is also your path to your path, to what you were put here for, and living in your purpose will give you such joy and will give you the happiness. And I've said this in the last podcast, it'll give you the happiness and more that you felt in the initial good stages with the narcissist. And that's the secret. The secret doesn't lie without, it lies within. The illusion the narcissist tries to give you is that everything you need is outside of you, because that's the way they really believe that, because that's the way they live their lives. For the narcissist, fulfillment, control, power, empowerment, because they don't feel joy or happiness, because that's something that is manufactured from the peace within you, from the light within you. They see all the things they need to gain as outside of themselves, and they try and convince you of that. And they double down on that by trying to convince you that they alone are the source of your validation and happiness. So the very key and the very essence of healing is seeing you and seeing them and knowing you and knowing them. And that means essentially you know who you are. You accept yourself fully. You love the little person inside yourself. And you know now as an adult that that self-actualization has happened through this pain, through the initial false self-actualization that the narcissist facilitated at the beginning of the relationship, but also you're overcoming. You've overcome so much. That little person and you joined hands together and got out of a very dark space and now can amalgamate yourselves together as a grown-up little person, basically. You're going to be okay. You have the ability within, and it's about knowing and understanding and accepting the illusory nature of a narcissist. And the final truth, and this is the illusion that people, particularly that are discarded from the narcissist, this is a chaotic untruth that the narcissist needs you to believe when they discard you or leave you. The truth is, the narcissist needs you, and you don't need the narcissist. The narcissist needs you to believe that you need the narcissist, and they don't need you when they discard you. And they compound that belief by telling you that you're worthless, and by usually choosing somebody else to be with for a certain length of time. So it's a darn good illusion for someone that doesn't know or understand narcissism and the spiritual distortion of the truth. Once you understand these principles and once you work on loving the little person inside, taking great care of yourself, even spoiling yourself if you need to overcompensate for what hasn't happened before, to share yourself with people that reflect love back to you in a genuine sense and that you can love in return, and really nurture yourself and the truth. It's an amazing truth when it actually lands, when it lands inside you and you understand that it's the narcissist that needs you and you don't need the narcissist. That you are the one that has the power and only you will be able to and will benefit by breaking the covenant with the narcissist's entity. And the narcissist is, their existence is predicated on the fact that you would believe the illusion, the reverse of the truth, and that you will always be there for them to pick up or come back to and utilize whenever they so choose. And I will leave you with that truth and healing thought. Please, if you are wavering on your healing journey, if the narcissist is on your mind nearly every day, and this can last up to a year. This can last up to a year where you're thinking about that darn narcissist every day. And tell me now if that's not spiritual. Tell me now if you would think of a normal person every single day and there's not something deeper and darker going on there. But I'll tell you, with the truth and education that you're getting, with the self-care and nourishing of the little person in you, you're going to become, quite a dynamic force in this world. You are going to break the covenant with the narcissist and you won't enter another one, because you will have fulfilled through this torturous process, you will have fulfilled that need in yourself that might have been there, and you can go about in your completeness as a totally imperfect human being, which we all are, but in a more complete state where you can generate and continue to generate the peace, joy and happiness that you deserve. I'll see you again soon. Bye.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.